What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Ray. This is another segment of Ray's podcast. I'm going to get right into it today because I am excited from the Houston Rockets' performance last night, even though I kept saying that they were going to lose in the middle of the game and when it was looking shaky. But we're going to get on to that, what it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what I got to say, then join the debate. Now, I haven't did my recap yesterday for, you know, the Celtics and the Cavs game. It was technical difficulties from my end. I apologize from that. So I have to talk about that because history was made. History was made from LeBron James. Now, my friend Davion, he said to me, yo, Ray, you always talk about LeBron, you know, LeBron this, LeBron that. You know, even though LeBron is his favorite player also, but you never talk about his turnovers. Now, on Monday night, LeBron did have 7 turnovers. Yes, he did. That is terrible. From any basketball player, you know having all them turnovers is terrible. But he won the game. It wasn't a closeout game. So to answer your question on to why I was talking about that, because he likes James Harden also. James Harden had 12 turnovers in a closeout game. He couldn't live to fight another day. After he got the most turnovers in playoffs history, you know, from 2 years ago, in the 2015 playoffs, 3 years ago, because we are in 2018, he couldn't live to fight another day. So that's why I didn't talk about LeBron James' turnovers most of the time, because that game he went. Now, when he played bad in game one versus Boston, I did say that he was terrible from that night. And I said he has to play better, which he did the next game, because he had a chance to play another game. James Harden didn't have a chance to play another game. But back on to regular schedule. The Cavs won while Kyle Korver was the second leading scorer with 14 off the bench. Kevin Love only had 9 points. He had got 5 fouls in the third quarter, so that's why he had to sit down. So you mean to tell me that Cleveland won that game without Kevin Love scoring double-digit points? That's because that team showed up. Tristan Thompson with 13 points. George Hill with 13 points. J.R. Smith with 9 points. Larry Nance, what's up, boy? You had 7 points. When your role players are pitching in to with your superstar, the team is going to be very successful. Very, very, very successful. And if they continue to keep playing like that, which I think they can, I know they can. They have a decent bench. I've always been saying, I think the Cleveland Cavaliers has a good bench. But, you know, when they don't show up, it's like, where y'all at? Where y'all at? But they showed up. So game 5 is going to be very crucial. Are they ready for it? They better be. They better be. I'm going to get to that. Now, LeBron James made history. He passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most field goals made in NBA postseason history. Kareem was at 2,356. LeBron passed that in the second quarter. And now the sky is the limit to however many points LeBron wants it to be. You know, he's been in the playoffs for the past 13 years straight. His first 2 years in the league, he didn't make the playoffs. It's his 15th year. He's been to the last 7 finals. And if he beats the Celtics, it would be 8 straight finals. He's 33 with a lot, probably about 5 more years in the league, maybe more. Could play till he's 40 as long as he doesn't with his robotic body. Because, you know, LeBron ain't never get injured. He be sitting out, but he ain't never played. It's 15 years, and he played all the games this year, which is crazy. So it's whatever he wants it to be. Now when LeBron retires, it's going to be a sad day in the NBA because of his effect on the game of basketball. Stephen Curry is another person that changed the game of basketball. And also, you know, Michael Jordan is another person also. From what we all got to see. LeBron now is the all-time playoff record holder for points, steals, field goals, minutes, buzzer beaters, game winners under 5 seconds, and most points per game in game 7s. He's adding more to his GOAT conversation in his individual play. Obviously, he doesn't have 5 rings like Kobe yet, or he doesn't have 6 rings like Michael Jordan, or 11 rings like Bill, which I don't think nobody's ever going to catch that. So it's going to be tough, you know, but LeBron is doing a lot And he's damn near almost averaging a triple-double this whole playoffs. He's almost there. I think he's got, what, 9 rebounds and 9 assists. He's almost there. So, shout out to LeBron. Shout out to the Cavs. Now, before this series even started, I said that Boston will only win 2 games at home. They already did. So now the series is 2-2. I'm not switching my prediction. Anytime you make a prediction, you have to stick with it. You have to stick with it. But if you're wrong, you know, if you're wrong but somehow still be right about it, it kind of balances out because the team that you wanted to win still won. But tonight is game 5 in Boston. And I think the Cleveland Cavaliers win tonight. I think they beat the Celtics tonight. And I think LeBron might hit a game winner. Somebody's going to be, I think the Celtics might be blowing out the Cavs at first. Or it'd be the other way around. Somebody's going to be blowing out somebody in the beginning of the game. Then it's going to be a comeback. Then it's going to be a come down to the wire. Last night for the West was the first time we ever got to saw a great game. Other than blowouts from both sides. And look how that turned out to be. How that was, how it go. Because the Rockets have upset the Warriors and the Oracle. The Warriors haven't lost a home game in the playoffs since game 7 to the Cleveland Cavaliers when they blew the 3-1 lead. James Harden, what's up? I know I'm always bashing you. I know I'm always talking about your defense. You shoot too many shots, your turnovers. But last night, you had a great one of the. That's probably, from what I saw, a top 5 greatest performance for any basketball player in the playoffs. Y'all like, whoa, you bugging. I mean, why not? Why it ain't? The man had 30 points, and they beat the Warriors at home. They beat the Warriors at home in a crucial game because if they would have went down 3-1 going home, it would have been over. They might would have won at the crib, and it would have been over in 6. I said Warriors in 6. Looks like I'm about to be wrong because this series might about to go to 7. Ain't no might. It is going to go to 7. I already know. It's about to go to 7. The Warriors done messed up. Iggy was hurt. Iggy didn't play last night, which is very crucial for them because he wasn't that defender to beat on James Harden. James Harden body bag Av Draymond. Why are you jumping like that for, boy? On your neck. Then you try to throw James Harden to the ground. For what? You already got dunked on. ESPN. Dun-dun-dun. Like, it's already over for you. James Harden with 30 last night. Chris Paul with 27. And Mike D'Antoni only played 5. I mean, only played 7 people. Only played 7 people. He didn't play Mbunte. He didn't play Anderson. He ain't put y'all in because it was a crucial game. The season's on the line. A college coach once said, only need 7-8 players. Yes, I may do need a full 10. I like to sub 5 in and 5 out. But if y'all, the role players, y'all ain't doing nothing. I just needed 7-8 players. And that's what D'Antoni did last night. He had his only 7 players that played. And most of them only played 40 minutes. And most of them, yeah, for real. Because Trevor Ariza, we went 41 minutes. P.J. Tucker with 16 rebounds. Hart. He wanted it more. 16 rebounds. Clint Capella only played 24 minutes. Why? Because they had to put Eric Gordon in there to match up with the Golden State 5. Because you know the Golden State Warriors like to run that 5-guard set. And if you're not able to run the floor or to guard a defender outside on the perimeter, Clint Capella can't do that. So I had to put Eric Gordon in. Shouts out to the Rockets last night. That was finally the first game in this Eastern or Western Conference Final that was actually a good game. It came down to the wire. Basketball is lit. Now game 5 from both sides is going to be crazy. We going to Houston, and now we going to Boston tonight. Which is wow. In the middle of the game, I did say that it was over for the Rockets. Even when the Rockets took the lead before halftime, they went in halftime leading. I said, man, I still got the Warriors winning this game. Talking junk and anything. Third quarter, the Warriors are the best team, you know, as we see in the second half. They always come out in the third quarter. And they went crazy by having 34 points in the third quarter. Took the lead. Now they got about 12 or 10 points. I'm like, oh, it's over. It's here. I'm talking junk and anything. But then the Warriors only scored 12 points in the second half. I mean, in the fourth quarter. They only scored 12 points. So in the third, they scored 34 points. In the fourth quarter, they only scored 12 points. The Golden State Warriors only scored 12 points in the fourth quarter. Wow. Wow. You know why? Defense. Because the Rockets locked up. James Harden getting steals. PJ Tucker getting tough rebounds. Everybody hit. We on everywhere on that. And that's what they was doing. Big game for them last night. Big game for them. Now it's back into home court advantage for them. I ain't see this coming. I don't think nobody saw this coming except if you're a Houston fan and you believe in your team. The Rockets beat the Warriors and the Oracle and now get to go home? It's a lot of momentum. This is different from that game two win. This is real different. You know, because they had to play game three in the Oracle, in which we all knew that no way the Rockets was going to win. No. Game three in the Oracle. No way. Now they beat them in game four. And now they get to go back home for game five. It's tough. It's tough right now. So if Iggy doesn't play game five, do the Warriors win? Nope. Nope. Even if Iggy was to play game five, I don't think the Warriors are going to win game five. So it looks like my in six Warriors in sixth position is bad. I still think the Warriors will win the series, but I think that's out the blue because now they about to go to H-Town. Travis Scott and everybody about to be there. All the people about to be drunk, lit. Crowd about to go crazy. The Rockets are winning the next game to go up 3-2. The Rockets are winning the next game to go up 3-2. So we might see a 7. We might see a 7 in this one. Or because they're going to go back to the Oracle. Golden State going to go back to the Oracle. They're going to win. They're going to win for the fans. They're going to win. And then we back in H-Town, game 7. It's tough right now. So if I don't make a segment tomorrow, well, you know, because anything can happen with technology, I got the Cavs winning tonight, and I got the Rockets winning game 5 also. What it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what I got to say, then join the debate. Copy.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.